Hi, welcome to another Chisa Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Doyen Pandey, and as usual, I am not alone. I am joined by
KG Khumotso Mkhanedi.
Come on, that's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular degular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, which means, of course, we start off with some music news. Okay, now, some bizarre music news that we have is Amapiano star Emo, who has left supporters stunned with his latest album cover. It resembles an obituary. Please talk about it, Khumotso.
Then now when I saw it, I was like,
is he dead?
Comments, there's no RIP.
Yeah.
But they are shocked.
Yeah.
Even Bonnie Solpenduga also commented, even Robot Boy, like, it's a lot.
Right.
But thanks to Tabiso Kati, the manager, or the founder, he clarified what was happening.
That it's not the official one.
Yeah.
The fact that it even exists at all for me is questionable. As a graphic designer, this is definitely for... what is this funeral parlor? And all these other things. I think they use this one like by mistake. There is no way. Or they're actually just trying to get our attention so that
I think
we're
it's
speaking
attention.
About his,
I think
his
attention.
Album. Right?
I think yeah. attention.
This is obviously, I mean, we're talking about it. Are we going to go listen to the song? Or the music, or the EP itself? Well, we don't know, because it's not like any of the songs have anything to do with death. Anyway.
Because last time we heard from him was when he tripped on stage last year.
Oh, damn.
In Venda. Yeah.
Right.
That was the last time we heard from
him. I guess maybe he's rising from the dead. Is that why it just resembles an obituary? I don't know.
Rising from the stage.
Rising from the stage, like all of that. Well, that's that on that. Let's not even give it more airtime than it deserves. Okay. Ushebe is in hot water yet again after a video of him yet in another altercation has surfaced. In the video for me that I saw, it seemed as if there was... I will call them fans.
Or support. It's a fan.
We don't, yeah, because this person wanted to take a video of Ushebe, but he was quite close to him and a bit intrusive. Like, why are you putting this video or this phone in my face? So he took it so far as, you know what, I'm going to slap the out of you.
Chisambama.
Chisambama. I know a lot of celebrities do go through this, so I feel like Ushebe just needs to understand that you are a star. Again, we always giving Shebe a TED talk on this platform, if anything. when will he learn? Yeah. If anything, I don't know if there's anything more to say to that. We just want music, Aibo Shebe. Right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody who also got slapped with some court papers is seasoned broadcaster Paul Mtirara.
Mtirara.
Right.
Khosa.
Paul Mtirara, he says he's relying on the justice system to vindicate his name. This is after reality TV star Ino Murolong, accompanied by policemen, served him with a counter protection order during his show at the Metro FM studios. So one thing that I've seen on these documents that have been seen by us, Chisa Live, exclusively, there is emotional and physical abuse that has been mentioned, that is alleged also.
Okay.
So I was like, in no way, we definitely have to call Paul. Obviously, yes, usual basis is to definitely call. Yes, I'm not saying we're not trying to contact anybody, but this one was extra sensitive. So we gave him a call to say, my good sir, what's the chat? Is this true? What do you have to say to these allegations? And this is what he had to say.
Once again, the allegations are not true, and we're relying upon the legal process
to vindicate my name, and think that's the process that's going to take. I think I have to protect my rights as well. These are unfounded accusations, and there's literally a process, a court process that's taking place right now. I don't want to jeopardize anything and say anything that's untoward. Mm. I have to allow the legal process to take its course.
No.
And I want the legal process to take its course. And you know, once that takes its course, and all the facts and the truth is on the bed table, and then we're going to get to, you know, then you're going to re-examine this.
Well, that's that on that. What do you really have to say about this apparent relationship that has come to an end, which apparently, according to Paul, never even existed?
Paul, all I can say is that Paul, he's down to earth. He's calm and collective. That means,
okay.
Yeah, so, like, through my interaction.
Interactions, name, yeah.
So, yeah. But I think it's good riddance. Because Omuma, we know that allegedly she's toxic.
Right, so that's the thing. We definitely, I think, from our side of the public eye, we know Paul to definitely be the calm, collected type of man.
Mm.
On the other hand, with Ino, we know her on the social media platform to be this just extra type of character. But if you meet her in person, it's for me the other way around. She's a bit shy. You almost like she doesn't want to say too much. I don't know if it's just me. Not shy, but I mean, I don't think she's that loud, too loud type of character. All my interactions with her have not been overwhelming. At least, let me just say, it's the total opposite from what I see.
Not even seen her in person, though.
Okay, I have. So for me, I'm just like, girl, you know, it's just an online persona for me, I think. But well, with this, what's interesting for me is that it seems like behind closed doors, it's the other way around. Like, if you're this cool, calm, and collected person, maybe you are, you know, you are the inumurolong inside, you know, the house. So I wonder how this is going to unfold. These are very, very defamatory allegations that have been made against the seasoned broadcaster, which could easily, you know, affect his, you know, slot at the Metro FM.
Yeah, plus scary reshuffling, no.
Come on, and it's reshuffling season. Come on. So I really wonder, you know, how this is going to end up. Of course, you know, also has other protection orders against her. But apparently, now, rumor report is that, you know, Upol is connected with Tobejani, and I kind of like... So that's the rumor report. So allegedly, we'll see how that... That's the rumor report in the streets. These corridors are not quiet. But anyway, we'll move on from that and actually speak on facts, right?
Yeah.
You did mention that there's some reshuffling happening right now on the radio stations, and we've seen some major changes. We'll start off, of course, with the SABC while we're still at it. DJ's Boo has resigned. After just 1 year of making a radio comeback, I did not expect that. I thought he was going to do more SABC stuff, unless if that's really what he's going to do, and he just doesn't have the time to do the breakfast show at Radio 2000. What do you think?
Plus, he still owes us a TV show. You remember?
Yes, he said mentioned. Yeah.
So, but I doubt that he's going to Metro.
I would love to have him on Metro. Because, like, when I first heard DJ's Boo on radio, it was Metro FM, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so inspired, I want to become a radio presenter because of him. So I'm just like, wow. Okay.
Compare him to Fresh.
Fresh definitely does have a lot of fandom when it comes to radio, but like, I don't think like I'm one of them. Like, he's great, he's amazing, but like, I don't have a personal
but I wonder which breakfast. If it's Metro, congrats to him, but
yeah,
I just want Fresh there.
Right.
Then me, but go five. I doubt he will settle in. No, I mean Spoo.
Yeah.
If he had to go to.
No, I don't think he would leave Radio 2000 for five. That move wouldn't make sense at all.
SFM play music?
SFM plays music, yes, just adult contemporary. So it plays Abu Sibiwadana and Tandiswa Mazwai.
Probably it's Black Metro. Probably it's Metro.
Okay.
Maybe they might move Sebi to five or. Yeah.
Oh no, Sebi must stay on five FM. What is this? Metro FM. He must stay there.
But DJ Spoo said breakfast.
So, I mean, he can move to a different slot. He can do lunchtime. Who's doing lunchtime? Okay, Tiwa Chach. Oh, wow. Okay, this is becoming hectic. So, I don't know.
And Kaya FM is solid.
Kai FM seems very solid. Mm. I don't think they should make any changes except for additions.
Unless it goes to YFM again at 40.
Okay. No ways. Only upwards, not backwards. So somebody who's actually leaving YFM as DJ Sapta, who is leaving after 11 years of joining the station. So one thing about YFM for me, following DJ Sapta's journey, is like, I've never seen him on like hosting a drive time show or a breakfast show. And I'm just like, I really wish he was at least given that platform first before, you know, him saying, I'm moving on to greener pastures. So hopefully wherever he's going, he said he's going to announce pretty soon what his next venture is. And he made this announcement prior to, obviously, the changes actually taking place. Yeah. So his final month will be in March when he's on the Unlocked scheduled show. That's what it's called. I guess people announcing prior to the actual announcement that's going to be made is just to show that, hey, I didn't get fired. I just left because I wanted to leave. I feel like that's what people are doing.
But the sad part is the Ukhozi presenter, Siyam Hlong.
Hey.
He's been off.
Come on.
Since August last year.
Mm.
Remember Ushapile, the boyfriend? With the
popular server. I don't think he should make a comeback. He should be gone. We're done with that. We don't like violence. What are you doing, sir? No. No, never.
But it's just like a good statement thing that they would say it's a private matter.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with the station. But in this case, the station has taken its side.
Mm. Okay. As they should, because it's something you definitely want to distance yourself from. Well, somebody who's distancing themselves from anything, which is the station, it's Jones. I'm not even going to attempt the surname, but he's dumped Palapala FM. There we go, say it.
Netsepisi. Or Netsepisi.
Jones Netsepisi. He has dumped Palapala FM to pursue, he's allegedly pursuing a different station. I wonder where he's going to go. I'm not a Palapala FM.
Capricorn.
Apparently, oh, okay.
It's Capricorn.
Close to home. No
but,
shade.
But it's like moving from Metro going to Y.
Oh, yes, because Palapala FM is bigger.
Then
so where are you going, sir?
Then there's Energy FM, Eboa Shifa Shaba.
Yeah. Hectic.
Maybe paycheck. Good team.
Yeah, money is very important, guys. I would drop this mic right now if like somebody was to be like, hey, here's a million. Anyway, moving right along, something very tragic actually took place this week. The SABC's drama series Scheme Sam was set on fire. The set of it at Sasani Studios erupted in flames, and two actors or crew members were injured and had to be hospitalized as a result. Who those actors are or crew members are, we don't know. Should know, but cannot be told, because the SABC just released a statement that said, no, we wish them a speedy recovery. We don't want to talk about this. And of course, because it's a medical issue, they can easily say we cannot disclose. So hopefully they will speak out, because we definitely want to know, is it Mapiti? Is it Tibos? Like, who?
Is it Ntate Kunutu?
Is it Ntate Kunutu? Like, what actually transpired? But it's quite a really sad thing to happen. So yeah, speedy recovery, I guess, love and light from our side as well. So, I missed this on Music News, but definitely have to report on it. Antonio Mabazo is bringing Infinite Boys back into the limelight with the new EP. I think, yeah, you know, music is good. and it's quite sad. I mean, for him to... So, okay, just to give you a backstory. Antonio's brother, which is one half of the duo, the brother Rafael Mabazo, unfortunately passed away in 2021, right?
Yep.
So now he's been mourning. He's been trying to figure out, you know, how to really move on. But, you know, he was like, music is definitely something that I'm supposed to be doing. And he's now making a comeback. He's released an EP called Mwanga.
Mm.
But now he's based in Mozambique. But we're going to support him anyway, just in the name of, you know, music.
Goodwill.
And also because, you know, they gave us for nostalgia. I don't know. Let's move on from that, though. Lerato Kanyaho got a breast reduction recently.
Breast reduction.
Yes.
Why?
Okay, let me explain for the girlies out there. Hold on. You don't understand because you're man, so you don't have boobies. So if your breasts are a bit larger than, okay, if they're just large, essentially, they can affect your back. You can have back aches and other aches.
I've encountered Batuar with huge, like humongous breasts, and they complain about the bag.
Right, so you don't know what cup size it takes to actually have those ailments, right? So that's one. So of course, we'll excuse you because you're a man. She, in particular, has had enough breasts, enough to give her those ailments.
Mm.
And it's been an issue that she's spoken candidly about over the years. And yeah, she's finally been able to, you know, undergo surgery to alleviate her back and neck pains. Okay, so can you imagine DJing and doing all these busy things while having experience? You're not even hearing me. Okay.
No, I'm listening.
We're going to move on from that to save your life. Well, anyway, she took to social media to celebrate this milestone for her because she's been, as I said, candidly speaking about this for years. She said, "I did it for my girlies with back problems. We'll update you tomorrow, but struggling to sleep." That's what she says. "I'm happy. I want to cry. I felt immediate relief off my back. I feel free." Very excited for that. And I also can't wait for her to share more details as to how much it costs and all the other details pertaining to that surgery. Mm. So remember, this is not a cosmetic type of a surgery. Of course, when it comes to like a Cyan Bougie, who also recently went under the knife, she was doing it for cosmetic purposes. She wanted to have a breast lift to make it look aesthetically appealing for the Lerato. It's a different thing altogether. It was affecting her back and neck and all these other things. But hey, let's move on from that because that's some girly chats that we're not trying to have. Onto something spicier though. Faith Nketsi and Master KG recently reacted to their dating rumors. This for me also, according to how far we've come with this year, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. So the two stars appeared in the same snowy location, which sparked a possible relationship brewing between the two. But it turns out, of course, they're not together. Master KG said, you know, "Don't believe anything you read." I guess he wanted to say everything, but okay. "Some things you can just tell. It's just nonsense."
Mm.
Yeah, because that wouldn't have been... I would have judged it. I felt like there were a lot of people in the snow like that weekend. It was not actually just those two. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Faith and Master Gigi, guys, can we not put two and two? Like, that would never happen.
Some, they go for the bag.
The bag. But does Master KG have Faith in Ketsi type of money? Mm-mm. Jerusalem. No.
That's not the ugly hit.
And that's not the only hit. I'm just saying, like, I don't think, like, music, money. Hey, it's Diego. Congratulations are in order for Rosemary Zimu, who unveiled her pregnancy. And in this shoot that she did with Batswadi Magazine's March edition, she showcased her baby mom as well as her, what do we call this thing? Engagement ring. Right, she's engaged. She's a fiancé, so...
Is that the reason why she left, what's this, Brother's Keeper, My Brother's Keeper?
Mm.
She used to star on it last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then she just left and the show went on.
I don't know how she left, but she was there.
Okay.
Yeah, she was acting there.
Okay. That's a good question to ask her when we get her in here at some point. I think this year getting guests
because maybe that was the reason she didn't want us to see the bump.
She definitely hit it well. Because nobody was talking about it, like, not even in the corridor.
Just like a Nomalanga Shozi.
Just like a Nomalanga Shozi story. I would rather not even touch on that. Let's move on. Let me save myself this time around. Uber has probed Anele's harrowing experience. This is after Anele Mdoda went on to X and shared her experience with an Uber driver, which is apparently a terrifying experience. In the video, Anele rather alleged that the driver became aggressive and threatened her after she chose not the don't talk option during her ride.
Can you do that?
You can.
Sure.
I'm not obliged to actually like talk to you. What if like I want to be on the phone? What if I want to? And it's not personal. Like, what if I've had a long day and I genuinely just want to go home?
Okay.
You know, I think it's the don't talk option is not trying to be sassy or anything like that. It's just maybe I'm tired and whatever the case.
I must try it out.
Yeah. I mean, for me, when it comes to Uber drivers, that is my moment to vent. Like, that is my time to shine. This is a stranger that I might not see ever again. So I might as well just, like, dear diary. Like, that's what I do. I actually just talk my mouth all the way through. Anyway.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye. And then I'm like, bye, Felicia. I just feel so relieved every time I'm, like, coming out of a ride. But I definitely do have those moments where I'm just like, hey, I'm not trying to talk, hey? But then you do get those drivers who do understand. But I guess it was allegedly not the same experience for 947. So that experience is under investigation.
Wow.
So Anela pretended to go live during their journey or their trip in order to give us a glimpse of her experience. Let's have a listen to how it went. Say it again.
No. What is wrong?
Say it again. He threatened me the whole way back here. Say it again. Say it again.
Please,
say it again. I'm recording him on purpose. I'm recording you on purpose. You threatened me the whole way home. Yeah. Go. Go. Got your license plate.
Well, of course, social media has said that she... Well, actually, there's been mixed reactions about this video or these videos or this experience. Others are saying, Aibo, you are wrong, Anele, while others are saying that actually the man was quite bad. And of course, the supporters will definitely rally behind Anele. In this, I am definitely not trying to take sides. I just want to see how this investigation is going to go forward, because of course, we have not really heard anything from this driver. So we'll
see. At least the registration number is there.
Yes.
CAA, then, yeah.
We must find him. Yeah. That's that on that. Moving right along, I guess Nota Baloyi has been taken to Equality Court over anti-white remarks. Yeah. Our Elon Musk, baqale something. Now, after Julius, it's our very own controversial, what is this, music manager, Nhlamulo Nota Baloyi. This is, for me, when it comes to Nota, I'm just like, another day, another whatever, rant for him. Like, I feel like we just allow him to, you know, go. We don't really take him that seriously sometimes. So this one, though, was taken quite seriously. And now he's been taken to court for his alleged hate speech. This is after he made quite a number of things that I would rather not say back. So I don't go to court. But we'll see how that one unfolds as well. So stay tuned for that. And he actually still has to go to court for other things, apart from the fact that his rape case was withdrawn. So what else? I think it's the KO1. Oh, he's released. So he's free. So yeah, another day in court for him. Right. What are you watching right now?
Same.
Same thing? Okay.
Mkoka, Smoke and Mirrors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Well, for me on TV right now, I'm very excited for The Real Housewives of Durban to make a comeback. Okay, right now, by the way, I'm actually binge-watching on The Kardashians because that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm watching in order to, like, decompress. Just, like, watching nice things and, like, things that don't really, like, add much to my brain. Yeah, I'm very excited on Showmax for The Real Housewives of Durban Season 5 to make a comeback. Nonku Williams gave us a dramatic, you know, little sneak peek. Let's have a listen, a little bit of a listen to the trailer.
I'm very much single. In fact, I'm not even single. Let me just rephrase that. I'm not single. I am married. I'm married to Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior.
How I love Jesus.
I'm in my safe haven. I'm at home, doing what I love to do.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me.
Who at the ask to meet me did have a dinner with him.
Wow.
Watch over my mouth, God.
Thank you.
Cannot believe it.
You're such a
Father, I repent of my sins.
God is a God of second chances. I mean, I have messed up in the past. But you know what? God always has his arms open.
In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I pray.
Well, that's the chat. Definitely looking forward to that. I'm an absolute Nonku fan. I think now I must be more open about it. It's fine. I'm coming out now. I'm a Nonku fan. That's that on reality TV. No, I'm lying. Nomsa Buthelezi also bagged a new reality TV show, which is set to air on Mzansi Magic. Mzansi Wethu. And it's called Konakele Kithi. What is it about?
Something.
It's enough.
Yeah, something. It's a halangun tune.
Right. So, oh yes, it's a powerful new show that dives into the real struggles that are threatening and tearing families apart. Yeah, I love Nomsa Buthelezi when it comes to television. I think she's the reality queen. She's just an amazing lady, and I'm glad to see her back on TV. I know she had a very bad experience when it comes to how she was taking off certain shows. Now at least she's shifted and she's going to Mzansi Wethu, and yeah, look forward to seeing her back. All right, wrapping this up with some dramatic scandal that's been taking place. Sizwe Mdlalose and Ngizwe Mqunu are in loggerheads, I guess. And this is over Ngizwe claiming that Sizwe is a gay man. So what's the backstory? Where did this fight really begin?
Tamar.
Okay.
Tamar was saying all those utterances against Banyana.
Mm.
Like you naluber kisafunu kenye ko WhatsApp ute sibawela nandos. By doing so, automatically, that means you want to ufunukhera abantu besilisa. Like you want to attract men so that they can buy you leyo nandos leyo.
So
she was saying some of those things. So kuthi mantombazana mele avuka azimele ayekele amadoda abayenzela izinto. So arilikotlapu ngaseklapini. Mele intombazane ihambe nemali yayo isithengele nani
neke.
So natural dilo tsebyalo, but so I think Sizwe was against what she was saying. Then Ngizwe rad uTamara ukhulumela thina abantu besilisa ukhulumela
the real man.
Yeah, so now the gay part yahlagela uthi wena futhi uyakhuluma and usoso.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Chisa Live was in possession of a voice note voice recording of Mqunu describing Mdlalose as a gay man. And not that there's anything real being bad with being gay, but here's the chat. Have a listen.
I told them a long time before what mina angisafuna ukukhuluma nendathele. Now ngokuqondisa emanyaleni obuwenza angakufanele ngoba ke nibulawa indlala ku payroll wazama notira ukulungisa kwangalungiseka cela ngangijoyeleke kabini. Don't try me. I will never apologize for truth, for reality. I rather die. Mina ngifika la wena wathi wena izoshwayela namhlanje uyisitabane is permanent.
So that's what Ngizwe had to say. Here's what Sizwe had to say.
Yeah, no, I think it's cut. So good thing Gita telling you, telling the barak, yeah, Kungiz, in terms of Wumbop, because one thing ends our life. I got to show Sizum Lalosinch, pale, but to destroy even a ship bring them in Sevens and Io. Everyone in the Mali, and Nayo, Elm Sevens, I mean, for me, which was Nailum Denam. So, angikwazi ukuyiyeka. I think ngiyekile eyenza ekuqaleni, but mina lokho eqhubeka eyenzile, so okuchaza ngokusobala ukuthi shuthi ngampela uyafisa ukungibona ngiphelelwe yona yonke into. Because one thing about me, angikaze ngixabane naye, angikaze ngilwe naye.
Hi, ke, for me, what I have to say about this beef is it's just really like, why are we even talking about these people? I don't know. But I guess for the Cozy FM people, this makes a lot of sense. And I mean, it did get a lot of numbers, for sure. People, you know, do love these people. But Ungizo also is always running his mouth a little bit too much. He's like another Nota to me. I'm just like, okay, are you done?
Put Nota, put Ungizo, put Enigma.
Okay. Enigma is more humble. I feel like he would wait his turn. Maybe put... damn, why can I not think of somebody? McG will also, I mean, I feel like he's not like, bah, bah, bah. He wouldn't like go in like that hard. But I already like those two for me would be quite insane. Put Malema. Put exactly.
Mbalula.
Like, and Mbalula. Figile. Yeah. Sana, we will, yeah, that would be a podcast that would last a lifetime. Well, yeah, that's that. We'll see how that beef ends, of course. Okay, Usizo said he's taking legal action. Whether he's going to actually do it versus saying it is another thing, because that's legal fees. You get the coins, that's a different question. Okay, that's that on that. I think we'll wrap it up there. Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisa Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisa Live. This Chisa Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget, you can also listen to our other podcasts, because we've got plenty. We've got Sunday Times Politics Weekly. We've got 30 Years of Democracy. We've got Behind the Politics with Lizega, and so, so much more. But we'll leave it at that from the Chisa Pod team. I am Joy Mpande. That's the chat. Goodbye for now.